You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Jeff is from Austin. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
Jeff is going to be volunteering for Thanksgiving, serving food to the homeless, I believe. Is that
nice.
Right?
Yes. Well, anybody who is in the Brookline area can go to United Parish Church on Harvard Street. They'd appreciate it if you'd call ahead so they can get an accurate count. But, I'll be helping out there on Thanksgiving.
Come on, Jeff. Do something with your life, man. Come on.
Do they allow you to carve the turkey, though? That's when you know you've made it.
But that takes several years to get to that point.
Are you there yet?
I did it last year.
All right. Oh. All right.
Jeff, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
That is a nerve-wracking endeavor, trying to carve a turkey. I remember the first time I did it, and
it's
just
a big responsibility.
Mauled that beast.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy has now left the studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. She's eating some cauliflower gnocchis in there, though. I do know that. I can see her chowing down. She's got 2,426 wins, only 212 losses. Are you ready, Jeff?
I am ready.
Question number one. Jenny O has recalled 91,000 pounds of turkey because of a salmonella outbreak. Speaking of turkey, who sells the most turkeys in a year, Butterball or Jenny O?
I believe Butterball.
Question number two. People are making a KFC cocktail just in time for Thanksgiving. So it's called a Southern Twist, and it's made with bourbon, dried parsley, brown sugar, lemon, and black pepper, and KFC gravy.
I'm good.
Gross.
I'm good.
Which of these actors has not been Colonel Sanders in their latest ad campaign? Jason Alexander, Adam Sandler, or Reba McEntire?
Adam Sandler.
Question number three. Gerard Butler, who lost his Malibu home to the Woolsey wildfire, is planning to host a fundraiser to benefit California wildfire relief. Which UK country is Butler originally from? Ireland, England, or Scotland?
Ireland.
Question number four. Actress Allison Janney, turning 59 years old today, she stars on which CBS sitcom alongside Anna Faris?
I'll have to pass on that one. Don't have a clue.
Question number five. John Cryer is going to play Lex Luthor on the Supergirl TV series. Most people nowadays know him as Alan Harper from 2 and a Half Men. What was Alan's job on the show?
He was a plumber.
Sponge.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
How are your cauliflower gnocchi?
They're delicious.
Yes. All right, Jeff got 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough.
Okay.
Question number one. Jenny O has recalled 91,000 pounds of turkey because of a salmonella outbreak. Oops. Speaking of turkey, who sells the most? Is it Butterball or Jenny O?
Butterball.
It is tied at one. Question number two. People are making a KFC cocktail just in time for Thanksgiving, Kennedy.
Well,
it's called the Southern Twist, and it's made with bourbon, dried parsley, brown sugar, lemon, and black pepper, and KFC gravy.
No. Hard pass.
Which of these actors has not been Colonel Sanders in their latest ad campaign? Jason Alexander, Adam Sandler, Reba McEntire.
Adam Sandler.
That is correct.
Turkey
Although,
for you.
I would like to
turkey
see that.
For me.
Tied at two. Question number three. Gerard Butler, who lost his Malibu home to the Woolsey fire, is planning to host a fundraiser to benefit California wildfire relief. Which UK country is Butler originally from? Ireland, England, or Scotland?
Scotland?
Aye.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Aye.
3 to 2. Question number four. Actress Allison Janney turns 59 today. She stars on which CBS sitcom alongside Anna Faris?
Mom.
Your mom.
Never even heard of that show.
Really?
Yes.
Been on for a while.
Top 4 to 2. Question number five. John Cryer is going to play Lex Luthor on the Supergirl TV series. Most people nowadays know him as Alan Harper from 2 and a Half Men. What was Alan's job on the show?
Dentist or chiropractor? Dentist?
Ooh.
Chiropractor? Mm-hmm. Dang it.
You should have adjusted your answer.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
4 to 2 is the final score. Kennedy, you get the win. I'm sorry, Jeff, you don't get the $100 cash, but I do have a $100 gift card to Bar Rustic at the Kingston Collection in Kingston, Mass. Bar Rustic's menu is printed daily, inspired by New England seasons and features local ingredients, paired with craft beer, signature cocktails, and award-winning service. So you enjoy that gift card, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jeff from Alston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
He sounded pretty
good. I like that.
Yeah,
that guy.
I can't beat Kennedy.
I want him to carve my turkey.
Yeah?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. You know, right before we play Can't Beat Kennedy, we always get a little interesting tidbit about our contestant. And today's tidbit is how Kelly grabbed a celebrity's crotch.
Whoa!
Oh.
So just hold that story for a minute. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
I want you to tell us who the celebrity is after we play, okay? So go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Every time you do this, you forget to ask.
Perfect. Kennedy, please leave the studio.
All right, good luck. Good luck getting that story out, too.
Oh, I gotta remember, what was the name of that athlete I was supposed to tell you guys that I texted?
I forgot about that.
So, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. She has 2,427 wins, only 212 losses. Question number one. A Christmas tree farm in Madison County, New York is selling colored Christmas trees. They have pink, purple, magenta, and turquoise.
Holler.
Which classic Christmas movie does this clip come from?
I give you the Griswold family Christmas tree. A lot of sap in here. Looks great. A little full. A lot of sap.
A little full. A lot of sap.
Oh, that's what's the National Lampoon's Christmas?
Missing one word?
Got another word in the title?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Question number two. The new Bad Boys movies will be called Bad Boys for Life.
Yes.
LIF3. They have a 3 as the E.
So
but that's stupid because they have a 4 before that.
Did they?
Yeah, Bad Boys 4, Life 3. That's stupid. It should be Bad Boys 3, then the next
just
one should
let them
be Bad
be.
Boys for Life.
In the series, Smith and Lawrence's characters are police officers in which city?
In Chicago.
National Anthem.
Question number three. The Grinch took second place at the box office this weekend with $38.2 million. Which actor voices the Grinch in the new one?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Question number four. The Crown star, Claire Foy, will host SNL December 1st. The Crown is a Netflix original series following the reign of whom?
Queen Elizabeth.
Question number five. There's growing buzz in the music community that the Woodstock Music Festival is coming back for an anniversary show. They've even put a teaser message on their website. What year did the legendary first Woodstock take place?
1964.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Okay, so Kelly grabbed the crotch of a celebrity. Kelly, yes, please tell everybody who it was.
I grabbed Bono in the crotch.
Dude. Oh, no.
Like, purposely?
Did you ask first?
No.
Consent is important.
Touch his leg. Trying to touch his leg, and the crowd surged forward, and I went right up there and grabbed his crotch instead of his calf.
To quote, so awkward.
The television masterpiece, Arrested Development, no touching.
Yeah, he fell into my husband. My husband was so excited. It was just an exciting time.
Awkward turtle.
For our family.
Kelly got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Well done.
I do love Bono. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
A Christmas tree farm in Madison County, New York is selling colored Christmas trees, Kennedy. They have pink, purple, magenta, and turquoise. Kennedy, take a listen to this classic clip and tell us the movie.
I give you the Griswold family Christmas tree.
A lot of sap in here. Looks great. A little full. A lot of sap.
A little full. A lot of sap.
Christmas Vacation.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. The new Bad Boys movie is going to be called Bad Boys for Life, LIF3.
Obviously.
Holler.
In the series, Smith and Lawrence's characters are police officers in which city?
Miami.
Where the heat is on, that is correct. Totally. 2-1. The Grinch took second place at the box office this weekend with $38.2 million. I took 8 kids to that movie. 0.2 million of that was from me.
Thank you for your service.
Right?
I don't know if snacks count.
Which actor voices the Grinch in the new installment?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
All right. We have 3-2. Question number 4. The Crown star Claire Foy will host SNL December 1st. The Crown is a Netflix original series following the reign of whom?
Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth II.
Boom.
4-3. Question number 5. There's a growing buzz in the music community that the Woodstock Music Festival is coming back again for an anniversary show. Mm-hmm. They've even posted a teaser message on their website. I went to the one in 1994. It was crazy. What year did the legendary first Woodstock take place?
67?
11.
Summer of 69.
That is correct.
Brian Adams opened it. I don't know if you know.
That was earlier than them.
He did the national anthem, I think.
Yes, it was.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy, you get the win. I'm sorry, Kelly, you don't get the $100 cash, but I have a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. You can pre-order your fully cooked holiday dinner at Stop and Shop today. See store for details, and you have that gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kelly from Somerville, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. What is that?
Whoa. What was that? A calf bleeding?
No, that's actually my 11-month-old.
Yeah. Oh.
This is Andrew.
I hear you.
From
I feel
Linfield.
You.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
It's like, why does Andrew have a pet goat?
What's going on?
Tom Brady's in my living room.
Ooh. That's hilarious.
Andrew, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
All right. Sorry, you got to go, Kennedy.
All right. Good luck, buddy.
Andrew, what is the 11-month-old name?
His name is also Andrew. He's actually Andrew the Third.
Andrew.
Ooh. Oh, he's fancy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's actually laughing right now with that.
Yeah, I am.
I am, Dad. I'm really important.
All right, here we go.
Roman numerals are after my name.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She is now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Neiman Marcus is selling a high-end Thanksgiving dinner for $420. The meal is for 11 people and includes an 11-pound turkey. That's not a very big turkey for $420. Wow. Yeah, it comes with a pound of weed, too, for $420. Hey, speaking of department stores, which of these two has been around the longest, Macy's or Neiman Marcus?
Macy's.
Question number 2. Billy Idol officially became a U.S. citizen last week in Los Angeles. He moved to New York City back in 1981.
What's the question?
Billy Idol had a cameo in which of these Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore rom-coms? The Wedding Singer, 51st Dates, or Blended?
Wedding Singer.
Question number 3. Creed star Michael B. Jordan says that he still lives at home with his mother and that the best part is the home-cooked meals.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like us two just need to get together.
Where would you live, though?
My house. His house.
They could have 2 homes.
Yeah.
Which female rapper just made a lewd comment about Jordan in her People's Choice Award acceptance speech that did not go over very well?
Female rapper, you said?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let me see 2 big ones. It's either Cardi B, Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Let's say Nicki Minaj.
Question number 4. Lady Gaga says she wore a disguise and snuck into a theater to see A Star Is Born and said, yeah, I snuck in. I sat through most of it, and then I had to remove myself before the end.
I wish someone told me that.
Who does she play in the film? What is her name?
She plays the star.
She's born. So she's then born. What else? We need
and
some names.
Given a name.
Oh, I don't know her name.
All right, question number five. Ken Jeong is partnering with BuzzFeed, Sony, and YouTube for his own Christmas special.
Jeez.
What was his character's name in the Hangover trilogy?
Oh my God. Mr. Wang. Oh my God! I saw that movie so many times.
This is what happens. Sorry. You got baby on the brain. Sorry. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You're gonna be so mad when you hear that.
I'm gonna be so mad when I figure out what the heck over what Kennedy.
Okay.
Was.
All right. That's welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
There he goes again.
Andrew got 3 out of 5, and Andrew the third got 3.
Yeah, while that was happening, so I mean 6. I guess.
These are tough. You ready?
You bet.
Neiman Marcus is selling a high-end Thanksgiving dinner for $420. The meal will be for 11 people and includes an 11-pound turkey. Speaking of department stores, which of these two has been around longer, Macy's or Neiman Marcus?
Macy's.
Yeah, since 1858. Tied at 1. Question number 2. Billy Idol officially became a U.S. citizen last week in L.A. He moved to New York back in 1981. He had a cameo in which of these Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore rom-coms?
The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer. 51st Dates Are Blended. That is correct, Kennedy.
I don't say cameo because it was like he had a part.
Don't come at me with Billy Idol stuff.
Tied to 2. Question number 3. Creed star Michael B. Jordan says he still lives at home with his mother, and the best part is home-cooked meals.
You know, we are the same.
We're going to get him on the show.
You are exactly the same.
Get him to make a string bean casserole.
I'm a star. He's a star.
I know.
Which female rapper just made a lewd comment about him in her People's Choice Award acceptance speech?
Cardi B?
Nicki Minaj.
Shame. Really?
Annie's going to throw a shoe at you.
3-2, Kennedy. You are losing. Going to question number 4. Lady Gaga says she wore a disguise and snuck into a theater to watch A Star Is Born, but had to leave before the ending.
I did too.
Who does she play in the film?
Allie.
Tied at 3.
Damn.
Question number 5.
Dagger.
Ken Jeong is partnering with BuzzFeed, Sony, and YouTube for his own Christmas special.
Here for it.
What was his character's name in the Hangover trilogy?
Oh, I don't remember.
Mr. Chow.
Mr.
Chow.
Oh my goodness, Mr. Chow. Definitely.
It was not Mr. Wang.
No. Yeah, it was a brain fart, like you said, daddy brain.
Daddy brain, daddy brain. 3-3 is final score. Kennedy, you get the win because of the tie. Andrew, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. Oh. However, good news for you, buddy. I have 4 tickets to Broadway's number 1 holiday hit, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas musical. It is coming to the Box Center Wang Theater November 28th through December 9th. Tickets are on sale now if you go to boxcenter.org. And you will be there for free with your family, okay?
That's awesome. The 2 kids and the fiancé are
going to
be ecstatic.
Ooh, nice. I would leave them at home.
Yeah, I know. He might literally make goat noises.
Don't hate it.
It'll give the Grinch something like in the audience to go for. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What's funny is there's actually a goat in the Grinch in the new animated movie. We saw it over the weekend that has like a little comedic role. Anyway, that's it, Andrew. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, we tied, but I promise you next time if I do call in, I'm going to kick your butt. I'm
going to. We got our own goat in studio.
Bring it on.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.